John Singleton Gone Too Soon, from 1968 to 2019. The acclaimed filmmaker, Oscar-nominated for the 1991 classic Boys in the Hood, dies of a stroke at age 51. When I was going to film school, all the kids wanted to be Steven Spielberg, writer and director John Singleton recalled in 2016. I said, I'm going to be John Singleton. And he was a singular talent, scoring two Oscar nominations and helping pave the way for other African-American filmmakers. So when news broke that Singleton, 51, had died of a stroke related to hypertension on April 29th, friends expressed both grief and awe. John was a brave artist and a true inspiration. Us director Jordan Peele wrote on Twitter, his vision changed everything. It was a vision rooted in South Central L.A., where Singleton grew up watching drive-in movies through his apartment window. Inspired by Spike Lee, he went to USC Film School, becoming famous with Boys, his first movie. A violent, stylish epic of inner-city black youth, it made the 24-year-old the youngest person and first African-American to be nominated for a Best Director Oscar. He went on to make movies such as Poetic Justice in 1993 and Too Fast, Too Furious in 2003. In recent years, Singleton focused on TV, directing FX's The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, in 2016, and creating the drama Snowfall. I was on a kamikaze mission to tell stories from my perspective, he said of his career, an authentic black perspective. A divorced father of seven, Singleton was at L.A.'s Cedars-Sinai Hospital for tests when he suffered a massive stroke. After several days of wrangling over his estate, family members came together to remove him from life support. This was an agonizing decision, they said in a statement, remembering him as a loving and supportive father, son, brother, and friend. One who helped change the face of Hollywood forever. The trails he blazed for generations will live on, says Courtney Vance, who won an Emmy playing Johnny Cochran in The People vs. O.J. Simpson. Thank God for that.